Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis C.O.G., whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
Can you sit up in heavenly places and just keep praying? That's how we will go through the message. It is Holy Ghost encounter service. Just make sure you're praying where you are. Just go ahead and pray. Now, all the prayer points that we just released now. Now, media, one of the things you will do for me is you will project each of those prayer points and give them opportunity to maybe snap it so that you can have them. When we get into the midst of the prayers, you will have a lot to pray about. By the time the word is gone, you will have a lot to pray about. But some of you can remember some of the prayer points that have been given now. You know, I probably will just give that first one. Now, today's service is not dependent on what any man will do for you. It is dependent on your hunger. Are we here together? Today's service is dependent on what? I can't hear you. Your own what? Hunger. Look at your neighbor. Ask the person, are you hungry? You have not asked that person. Ask that neighbor, are you really hungry? Hungry for the move of God. Hungry for the move of the Spirit. Hungry for the opening of a new season. Hungry for change. Ask the person, are you really hungry? Just pray in the Holy Ghost where you are. If you can. If you don't pray in the Holy Ghost yet, this is that meeting where you receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You will not need anybody to lay hands on you. If you are hungry and desperate enough, you will tell him now. That doubt, that voice that is saying to you, what are you saying? You don't know what you're saying. You will kill that voice and speak forth the word of life. Pray in the Holy Ghost if you can. If you can't pray in the Holy Ghost, just pray in your understanding and say, Holy Ghost, I am here. Holy Ghost, I am here. For some of you, in the midst of the teachings, God will give you a quiet song that you will sing in your spirit throughout the message before we get into the prayer session. My assignment in the message today is just to prepare your hearts and stir up that hunger so that I will just show you the things, the possibilities that exist in the Holy Ghost banquet, the possibilities that exist in the meeting, in the power of the Spirit tonight, so that you can tap in by yourself. Can you just go ahead and pray where you are? Can you pray? Shaba neketelebaya. Rakaswe neketelebushande ruatina musaka paidesh. Rekosoko tototototobushana gabababababababa. Rekesekete neketelebushakata ruande rebushaka paya. Rekosu nemeneketelebushande ruakapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapap
Holy Ghost, we're so blessed you are. You are here. We acknowledge your presence. Holy Spirit of the living God. The breath that fills the atmosphere. The power that created the universe. The healer, the deliverer, the helper. The strengthener, the comforter. The advocate. The presence that fills. You are here. Holy Ghost, I'm so glad you are here. You are here. Holy Ghost, I'm so glad you are. You are He turning lives around. Holy Ghost, I'm so glad You are here. You are He breaking every chain. Holy Ghost, I'm so glad You are here. You are He filling us with joy. God. Holy Ghost, I'm so glad You are here. You are He filling us with grace. Holy Ghost, we're so glad You are here. Say You are He. Holy Ghost, I'm so glad You are here. Say You are He.
Holy Ghost, I'm so glad You are here.
Say You are He.
Pray under your breath, just praying the Holy Ghost. Pray your understanding if you want to. Pick a song in the Spirit. You can sing this, whichever song the Spirit drops in your heart. Some of us will feel the raw fire of the Holy Spirit burning through your body, burning through your soul. You feel the fire of the Holy Ghost refine and renew you. It's your hunger. It's your hunger. It's your own hunger that will determine tonight your level of desperation. He said to Jacob, Esau, the day you become restless. That means there's a dimension where even if there's no preparation from the source, your restlessness. Jesus gave the story of an unjust judge and a woman. He said the woman pressured the unjust judge. The man does not regard human beings, neither does he regard God. He doesn't fear God. He said, but that woman pressured him. And he said, if I don't do anything, she will wear me out. Holy Ghost, this cannot be the best of my life. This cannot be the best that I should be now. There is more. Do your work in my life. I want an encounter. I want an encounter. I want an encounter with the Spirit that created the universe. Three things are important for you to know tonight. Number one, I'm going to show you what an encounter is. In a short moment, I will explain to you who the Holy Spirit is. Then what the Holy Ghost banquet is about. What are the expectations? When you are invited to a banquet of the Spirit, when you are invited to the banquet of the Spirit, what am I supposed to expect? What are the realities? What are the possibilities that exist in such a meeting? So that you will not miss out on what God has in store for you. I pray for someone under the sound of my voice tonight, that as the move of the Spirit begins to run through the whole of this crowd, this congregation, nobody here will be left out in the name of Jesus. May it not be that heaven will see that your level of hunger cannot pull the strings. May it not be that heaven will look and the level of hunger you are coming with cannot even bring you to the dining table of the immortals. I pray for somebody under the sound of my voice. Your level of hunger will supersede the hunger of humans. Your level of hunger will supersede the hunger of mortals. You will press into the dimensions of the supernatural. You will press into the dimensions of the supernatural. In the mighty name of Jesus. An encounter, when it comes to spiritual things, is a divine meeting between humans and the manifest presence of God, the power of God, and the person of God. An encounter that changed a person's life forever. In your lifetime, you can have multiple encounters. But every encounter is a milestone that shifts something in your life. Every encounter will bring about a shift, a change, a touch, a transformation that you will look back and you'll be able to say, truly, I had an encounter. When you meet Apostle Paul and you ask him what happened to him on the way to Damascus, he will not need to be struggling to explain. He knows what happened. The Bible says Paul said he saw a light from heaven flash into his eyes. His personal encounter and account. He said when the light came, others were not hearing what he was hearing. Because he needed to ask them after the encounter, were you guys hearing the voice? Did you hear the voice that spoke to me? And they said no. Listen to me. The kind of encounter somebody is about to have tonight, it is in the midst of corporate anointing, but it is a personal encounter. It is the midst of a meeting that is corporate, but Holy Ghost will sort you out personally based on the level of your hunger. I came to pray for somebody under the sound of my voice. Your hunger will not be too small tonight. Your hunger will not be too weak tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. All fire extinguishers, recro savina kataya, ashes on your prayer altar, by the encounter of tonight, there will be a shift in somebody's life. I didn't hear you give a louder amen. It is not just an emotional feeling. It's not a religious moment. It's not something that just happens like that. When an encounter happens, the heaven kisses the earth. The heaven touches the earth. Heaven releases a gift into the realm of men so that men will manifest that gift and bring pleasure and glory to heaven. When there is an encounter, there is a shift in your thinking, in your reasoning, in your perspective. You begin to see eternal things. For the things which you do now see, they are temporal. But what an encounter helps you see are things that are eternal. I pray for somebody tonight. You are coming in contact with a supernatural encounter where heaven will kiss the earth in your life. Heaven will embrace the earth in your life and swallow the flesh and swallow your weaknesses and swallow your pride and give you a new life. Let your amen sound loud. Encounters, what happens when God becomes real to you? I have heard of you with the hearing of the ears. Job said, but now my eyes have seen you. Now my eyes have seen you. Apostle Paul heard about Jesus. He heard of the stories of Jesus. He heard of the resurrection of Jesus. He heard of the ascension of Jesus. And they told him about Jesus, so many things. But he had never met him. But the day he had an encounter, the first thing he shouted, who art thou, my Lord? Because encounter introduces you to the Lordship of Jesus, introduces you to the person of the Holy Ghost. Tonight, somebody under the sound of my voice, you are receiving a spectacular encounter. I didn't hear you say louder, amen. The way encounters happen is that everybody will be here together and one person will be seeing something. One person will be hearing something and they'll be wondering what's wrong with that person. Are we different? Is it that there's nothing happening to us? But it depends on the hunger level. It depends on the hunger level of that person. We can be in a crowd, but the Holy Ghost doesn't visit crowds. He visits individuals. It is the visitation of an individual that skyrockets and moves into a crowd. I don't know who that person is today, but an encounter that will be a lifetime shift. You are receiving that encounter today in the name of Jesus. Others were there and they were asking what happened. And the man said, what? You mean you don't know what happened? You saw the way I felt. They said, we saw the way you felt. We saw that you were talking, but we're looking for who you were talking to. We don't know who you were talking to. We just heard you and you called somebody Lord. For the first time, you, Paul, called somebody Lord. Whoever you call Lord, we will all call that person Lord. After the encounter of Paul, the men with him cannot deny Jesus. The men with him cannot deny his power. The encounter you're about to have, the people around you cannot deny God. They cannot deny what they have seen. John said the things that our ears heard, that our eyes saw, and our hands have beheld of the word of truth. Somebody will see, somebody will hear, and somebody will touch. I didn't hear amen to that. I said somebody will see, somebody will hear, and somebody will touch. In the name of Jesus.
Standing by the door with fire in his eyes,
and healing in his wings to heal someone who believes. Open up your heart, he's waiting for you. He's standing by the door with fire in his eyes and healing in his wings to heal someone who believes. Open up your heart, he's waiting for you.
There are certain things that are key marks of an encounter. Number one is a revelation. An encounter reveals something to you. When you have an encounter, you see or you know something about God that you have never known before. You just suddenly see or know something. There is a dimension of him that is opened up to you. There is a dimension of him that just becomes clear to you. You either see or you hear something. Paul said, I heard a voice and I saw a light that came to me. When Moses had his own burning bush encounter, he said, I saw a bush burning. It was something I have never experienced in my life. The bush was burning but never consumed. He said, so I stepped aside and said to myself, let me now go and see. Somebody that's about to happen to you today. Something that's about to happen to you today. You will come closer to see God in a fresh dimension. You will come closer to know him in a fresh dimension. You will press forward to meet him in a fresh dimension. They have told you about God. They have told you about his power. They have told you about Christianity. But you have been hearing it and coming to church, but now you are supposed to be a witness. He said, they shall be witnesses unto me after they have encounters. Only men of encounters are witnesses. Only men encounters can testify. I came to announce to somebody by the Spirit of God today, you are rising not just as a Christian, but a witness. You are rising as a witness. I say you are rising as a witness in the mighty name of Jesus.
Let me neck a swak up all about you, but
an encounter leaves you with a conviction and repentance. You might have been pretending and hiding before, but when you have an encounter, you cannot. The only reason people pretend and hide is because they have never had an encounter. When you have an encounter, certain things will fade. When you have an encounter with the Holy Ghost, there are certain things they don't need to tell you. Like she was saying, the Spirit of God will teach you. By himself, he will teach you to break out of what has been holding you. By himself, he will teach you to know that this is the way that you have to walk in. By himself, man can say it and you will not hear. It can be preached and you may not understand. But when you have an encounter, the Spirit himself teaches you all things. The Spirit himself reveals it to you. I pray for somebody under the sound of my voice in the midst of this service, as the teaching is going on, as the prayer will go on, you will have an encounter in the name of Jesus.
An encounter will transform you. Transformation. An encounter can never leave you the same way. Never. After that encounter, Moses was not an ordinary person. He became a deliverer. After the encounter of Paul, he became a deliverer. Are you getting what I'm trying to say here? Every man that ever had an encounter, something shifts. When Jacob had an encounter, the Bible says his name was changed. And he moved from being an ordinary person and a cheat, a supplanter, to becoming one that can bear a whole nation. I don't know who I'm talking to tonight, but I sense that the level of hunger that you will come with tonight, may you have an encounter that will shift you. An encounter that will redefine you. An encounter that will transform you. An encounter that will rename you. Can your amen sound louder?
Encounters give you direction and activation. Write it down. Direction and activation. When you receive an encounter, an instruction usually follows. So before you have been saying, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to do it. I don't know what to say. But all of a sudden, when you receive an encounter, you will know what to do. Is somebody getting what I'm saying here? By yourself, you will wake up and you say, now I know what to do. Now I know the step to take. Now I know the move to make. There will always be confusion until you get an encounter. After the encounter, Paul said, who art thou, my Lord? And God gave him an instruction. And from that day, the journey of his life shifted. After the encounter with Moses, God gave him an instruction. I have heard the cry of the children of Israel by the reason of the hand of their taskmaster. And I am sending sending you now. Encounter puts you on motion. Encounter puts you on purpose. Encounter gives you clarity. Somebody under the sound of my voice, in this Holy Ghost encounter tonight, you are getting direction. I say you are getting clarity. You are getting understanding. In the name of Jesus, every direction you need in this season, so that trial and error will cease in your life, may tonight's encounter give it to you in the name of Jesus. Encounters usually set men on fire. Paul left and he became a man on fire. Moses left, he became a man on fire. Gideon left and he became a man on fire. Who has an encounter and is just sitting there? Who is the person who has an encounter and says, I don't, you don't know what you have. You have not had an encounter. When you have an encounter, your life will begin to count. When you have an encounter, people around you begin to see that there's something spectacular about you. Like Pastor preached yesterday, but there might be a waiting season, but people can see that you are carrying something. When a pregnant woman is waiting, we can see the alteration on her face. We can see the alteration in her movement. We can see the sign on her tummy. She's waiting, but she's carrying something. She's waiting, but there is an alteration. She's waiting, but there is a shift. How come you are waiting but nothing is happening? How come you are waiting but we cannot see a shift? After tonight's encounter, when the immortals impregnate you with immortal vision and the purposes of the heart of God, you will come out with a move. You will come out with a vision. You will come out with a product. You will come out with an idea. You will come out with a strategy. You will come out with some service in the name of Jesus. When there is an encounter, there will be a seed of the encounter dropped. And the seed will begin to affect and alter your person. And people will be wondering and asking, what shift is something about this person? All of a sudden, they're asking, why is the woman throwing up? Why is she throwing up? Because encounter is saying, give way for me. Something is about to happen. Encounter is saying, give way. Why is it that her body is no longer balanced the way it used to be? Encounter is saying, I am altering her personality. I want to bring something that looks bigger from inside of her, so that the seed of the righteous is supposed to be mighty. What the woman is carrying is supposed to be a seed, a replica of whatever she is, even in a bigger dimension. So encounters leave you impregnated with a God idea. Impregnated with a God vision, impregnated with a God purpose. Somebody under the sound of my voice, I don't know the level of your hunger as you are coming to the table of the banquet tonight. I pray that you will press in for your encounter. Oh, you're not shouting. I say you press in for your encounter. God uses encounters to mark seasons, shift destinies, birth new moves, and set people on the course for their life. That's what God uses an encounter to do. That's what He does. Now, who's the Holy Ghost? The Holy Ghost, you need to know Him. You need to know Him. You need to know Him. There are many people who come to church. They know a little bit about Jesus. They know God, 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 God. But they do not know who the Holy Spirit is. They have not encountered the Holy Spirit. And without the Holy Spirit, there will be no encounter. Is anybody getting what I'm trying to say here now? The Holy Spirit is the third person of the Trinity. In Genesis chapter 1 from verse 1 to 3. Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void. Darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering around the face of the water. This Spirit that is hovering around the face of the water is capital S, and that is the Spirit of God. Are we getting what I'm trying to say here now? The Spirit of God. That Spirit is the Spirit that makes God God. It's the Spirit that is very essence of God. The Bible says, God is Spirit. God is Spirit. God is Spirit. And He has a Spirit. It's called the Spirit of God. That means what makes God God is the Holy Spirit. Man is a spirit. He has a soul and lives in the body. Now, the spirit that lives inside of you is what makes you who you are. Is that not? Your soulish realm is also part of what makes you who you are. Is that not? Then your body also makes you part of who you are. Is that not? Now, just imagine that the spirit inside him and the soul moves into your body. Will it still be the same person? That means the three of them have to be actively working together as one for us to confidently say that this is who this person is. That spirit that works inside of God, he is called what? The Holy Spirit. He's the Holy Spirit. He's the Holy Spirit. You can't separate a man from his spirit. So when we say that your spirit is you, or your body is you, or your soul is you, when a person is sleeping and they're trying to look for the person, we cannot use the spirit to look for the person, is that not? We cannot use the soul to look for the person. But when they identify the body, we say that is the person. Inside that body is a soul and what? A spirit. When we saw Jesus, we said that is God. That is God. Because in that body, it was made to carry the fullness of the Godhead bodily. When we saw Jesus, we said that is God. Then when we see the dimensions of the unusual workings of God in the life of Jesus, we say this person is not just a human being. He is what? God. Why? Because they saw the works of God in him. So that soulish realm is the representation of God. So when they see the doings and the action, they say he cannot be a man. Though he's putting on the body of a man, but he is what? God. Then the third dimension is the dimension of the spirit, where they say we can't understand him. The way he's living, we don't understand what he's doing. Why? The wind blew where he listed, and no man knows the direction of the wind. The spirit is that part that people cannot run. That's why the Holy Ghost said, just said, I have to go so that he will come. When he comes, he does not just stay on the outside. He does not stay around. He lives where? Inside. Inside. The very essence that makes God God, because God is a spirit. No flesh on earth can fulfill purpose and destiny without the Holy Spirit. Peradventure, you are trying to have a shortcut. You can't have a shortcut. There's no shortcut. Sir, there's no shortcut. There is no shortcut. You cannot amount to anything in life without the Holy Ghost working in your life. You cannot become anything. Somebody say, how about the people of the world? They are in time and mundane existence. Everything that they have and exist and live for ends here in eternal darkness. But we that are spirits and have eternal relevance with God, we cannot function without the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 10 verse 38, the Bible says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with what? Power. God anointed Jesus. So Jesus was coming to the face of the earth as a human being, and God needed to do what? Anoint him. What do we anoint him with? They say it's Holy Ghost. Somebody can be anointed with oil, is that not? Somebody can be immersed in water. Anointing is to smear something on somebody, to rub something on somebody, and say for that man that is going, what we will rub on him is called what? The Holy Ghost. He went about doing good, healing all those that were oppressed of the devil, because God was what? With him. In Luke chapter 4 from verse 18 to 19, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel. Jesus is speaking here. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. How do you want to function without him? What business are you running on the face of the earth? If you need a supernatural touch in your business, you will need him. That's why many people are running their business in a very selfish, self-centered way. Why? There's no move of God. No move of the Spirit. Is anybody getting what I'm trying to say here? Are you sure you understand what I'm saying here? There's a way to live your life like a man of the Spirit. There's a way to live your life like a woman of the Spirit. There's a way to live your life. You're not living by trial and error and just prediction. No, you are living by spirit intuition, spirit guidance, spirit leadership. Somebody under the sound of my voice, I pray for you today as you embrace the Holy Ghost. You are coming into this new realm of glory in the name of Jesus. So what is the Holy Ghost banquet? Because we're about to enter. In another 15 minutes from now, we're going to stand and I will see the level of your hunger. If you can come to this service and somebody else will be living in the same service that somebody else left with all manner of things in their life disappear. And 1 year after, they say, look at what my life has become. It's the same service somebody attended, and what they were last year and what they are this year is worse. There are people who are worse. They were better last year. They have engaged and they have had a relationship with Satan in such a way that they are more like seven more demons. They are now more wicked, more hard, more tough. They attended the same meeting, but they don't look like the meeting. Somebody attended a meeting that Benny Hinn had many years ago, and they were explaining, and he was talking about the meeting, and the person who experienced the meeting said, I'm the experience of the meeting you are talking about, because you don't look like the meeting. I pray for somebody under the sound of my voice. May you look like the glory that is filling this place. May you look like the power of the Holy Ghost upon your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Everybody said, many years ago, I used to have relationship with so person. You don't look like you met with the person. Because when we see the people who met with them, the Bible says when they saw them, they perceived that they had been with Jesus. They were unlearned men. They didn't go to school. But when they saw that the schooling of Jesus had entered them. The wisdom of Jesus, the life of Jesus, the power of Jesus. So when they looked at them, they said, these guys, by the normal Jewish system and settings, they are ordinary guys that did not go to school. But you cannot call them ordinary. Why? Something about their life reflects the fact that they have stayed with a rabbi. They have stayed with a man who understands deep things. Can't you hear what they are saying? I came to announce today, after you encounter with God, men, we know that you have met God. Men, we know that you have seen God. Men, we know that you have encountered him. Let your amen sound louder.
People won't believe if they don't see your glory. Let your glory fall on us. Akabela bashana malaba. Let your glory fall on us. Menemene kusaka paya baba bash. Let your glory fall on us. Rekese negedele mushaka baba bash. My family won't believe if they don't see your glory. Let your glory fall on. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Just pray. Stretch yourself a little bit. Let the water begin to stir. The water of the Spirit. People won't believe if they don't see your glory. Let your glory fall on us. Aramaneka barabababababash. Arakatenekatelebushakatalabarabababash. Can you stretch in another 30 seconds? Can you stretch? Rakaseketenemushakabababash. Stretch in the Spirit, pray in the Holy Ghost, worship in the Holy Ghost, sing in the Holy Ghost, whichever way it works for you. Smith Wigglesworth had been pastoring a church for several years, and the church was just ordinary, and the wife had encountered the Holy Ghost, but he was the leader of the movement, so the wife allowed, and she was just watching the man, but she knew that there was something missing in the life of the husband. So the man continued, and he refused to believe what they were saying. They said there is somebody somewhere that is ministering the Holy Ghost to people, and they will come back with power and this will change. And the wife pleaded with him and said, why not go there and see what is happening? Then Smith Wigglesworth went for that meeting that day. After that encounter, hands laid on him, the power of God came upon him. By the time he stood up on the same altar where he had been preaching for some years and nothing really happened, the wife shouted from the congregation. He said, this is not my Smith. This is not my Smith. This is not my own Smith. Something has happened to him. Something has shifted in his life. Something is about to shift in your life. Can you pray and say, Holy Ghost, let there be a shift in my life. Let there be a shift in my life. A visible evidence that I carry God. A visible evidence that I carry glory. A visible evidence that I carry power. Errata peneketola. Eriana kabasozo. Eriene kobashade. Eruana kabasize. Eriene kobasote. Eruana kabababababababa. Eriene kesegedele boshade. Eriana kabababababababa. Ereko sobelegedele boshandele. Eriana kabasize brenete roboshata. Eriana kabababababababa. Go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray. For you, oh God, oh God, set my heart,
set my heart on fire.
Kapa tene kete lebo shata ya, eruana kapa ya kapa ba ba ba. Yeah, oh God,
oh God,
would you set my heart? Your desperation.
sure that I will know you and the power of your resurrection, the fellowship of your suffering. I want to know you more. I want to know you more. I want to know you more. I want to know you.
Where you are, if you want to sit, you can sit. Just pray in the Holy Ghost. It's an encounter in a corporate meeting, but it can be personal. It can be personal. It can be personal. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Sit up a little bit. I have 7 minutes to make an explanation, then we'll get into prayers. Pray under your breath. Don't stop. In this, as the word is going on, just pray under your breath, quietly. Make sure that you are processing things in the spirit. You are praying under your breath. You are worshiping under your breath. That's how it will. You are steering up the waters. You are sitting in expectation and hope. Because something is about to happen to somebody here. Somebody is about to live to a day with an encounter that will reshape your life forever. The woman shouted, "This is not my Smith. This is not my Smith. I don't know this one." Something has taken over this person. Because he says, when the Spirit of God come, he said, when he baptizes you, he will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with power. Isaiah chapter 55 from verse 1 to 2. Isaiah chapter 55 from verse 1 to 2. The Holy Ghost banquet. What is the Holy Ghost banquet? The Holy Ghost banquet is a spiritual feast where we come to drink deeply of the realities and the possibilities that exist in God. The realities and the possibilities that exist in God. And we are drinking through the person of the Holy Spirit. It's a banquet, it's a feast. It's like somebody going for a meeting, a buffet, and they say that everything is set. Look at the table. Large place, a whole table. And somebody says, "I don't have appetite." Kai! Everything is set and it's, "I don't have appetite." That's what will happen to anybody here who cannot tap in. If you cannot tap in, it means that you are seeing a buffet and you're saying, "I don't have appetite." I pray that in the day where you're supposed to eat for the journey ahead of you, you will not lose your appetite that day. I said you will not lose your appetite that day. An angel appeared and he said, "Eat, for the journey is far." Some people ate like this, and that's what kept their spiritual life. That's why they are bouncing. That's why they are strong. And some people could not eat. And by the time they left the meeting, the same little things that dragged them back, dragged them again. That will not be your portion in the name of Jesus. He said, "Oh, everyone that tasted, come to the waters. Come to the waters. Come to the waters. And he that had no money, come ye and buy." What is the currency for buying? Everyone that tastes. The currency for purchase is your thirst and hunger. He said, if you come, you have to be thirsty to come. Come and buy. He said, you don't need money, but you need thirst. You need hunger. David said, as the deer panted after the water brooks, so my soul longs after you. If you are satisfied with your present level, I pray for somebody under the sound of my voice. May you not end like those who started serving God at a point, but because they could not press and engage. Today, they are the ones making noise on social media. They are the ones saying that Christianity is a scam. It does not even work. Why? They could not engage. No hunger level. They were weak and feeble. They were doing activity without connection to the Holy Ghost. May you not be like that in the name of Jesus. You see them everywhere on social media. They attack church, they attack God, they attack power, they attack anointing. You know why? They are too weak to press. They were too weak to press. In this kingdom, God needs hungry people. Somebody say hungry. You have to be hungry. You have to be someone that is voraciously ready. You are ready to scoop from the banquet. Just close, when you close your eyes today, you are imagining a buffet. The Holy Ghost is saying, look at healing here. Look at deliverance here. Look at revelation here. Look at power here. Look at wisdom here. Look at counsel. And you say, I don't have appetite. May that not be your portion in the name of Jesus. Buffet that we have prepared today is a banquet where all the realities of God exist. He said, come, buy. He said, come, buy wine and milk without what? Money and without what? Price. Verse 2 now. Look at verse 2. He said, wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread? That means all you have been investing on, it cannot give you what you need. There is the kind of bread that you need, and that's the kind of money you need to buy it. Is hunger and thirst. So you are moving from one place to another, and the person is saying, bring money, I will do this for you. They are not doing anything. Bring that. Know God for yourself. They that know God shall be strong, and they will do exploits. Nobody can exploit you when you know God. Instead, you'll be doing exploits. And you labor for that which satisfied not. He said, hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good. So there is good food on the buffet today. There is good food. Are you getting what I'm saying now? And let your soul delight itself in what? Fatness. He said, hear me, come and eat. Come and eat. Was that not what Jesus did on the last day of the feast? He started shouting. Why? He saw that men are hungry for other things. Men are hungry for just an ordinary life. Some people are hungry for just a nice car, a nice house. Some people are just hungry to have children. No, there is more. There is more in God. The realities of God. So that when you seek first the realities, all other things will be added to you. Am I communicating here? What am I supposed to expect? Number one, it is that night where people will get filled and go home drunk in the Holy Ghost and wake up a yielded man. By the time Paul woke up the next morning, Ananias visited him and touched him, and his life changed forever. He got drunk in the Holy Ghost. When a man drinks something in the evening and he wakes up the next morning, something intoxicated the man to the point where he lost consciousness of himself. Are you getting what I'm trying to say now? He will lose consciousness of himself. Over time, that thing that he drank that night will now get addicted to it, so that every day he's pushing back to that source. He's pushing back to that source. If you are not pushing back to the source of life and power and glory and the word and prayer, you have not drank enough. When you are drunk, you will become an addict. When you are drunk, you will press for it more and more and more. I pray for somebody today. Insatiable hunger. Hunger that the world cannot satisfy. Hunger that nothing else can satisfy. May it rest upon you in the name of Jesus.
Only you can satisfy me. Only you can satisfy my soul. Satisfy my soul.
Ephesians chapter 5, he said, do not be drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Holy Ghost, and your heart will overflow with joy. Songs to the Lord. He says, speaking to each other with words of scripture. Can you see that? TPT. He says, speaking to each other with words of scripture, singing hymns with praises and spontaneous songs given by the Spirit. It is in a meeting like this that somebody got a song that blew major life-transforming encounter. It was in a prayer meeting. Then he started writing and started writing. Little did he know that what I'm writing is about to take me around the world. An idea, a concept, something that will take you around the world. In this prayer encounter now, you will receive it in the name of Jesus. They were mocking them and they said that they were drunk. But he said, Peter stood up and he said, ye men of Galilee, how do you consider us to be drunk by this time of the day? He said, this is that was spoken by Daniel the prophet, that it shall come to pass in the last days that I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. In the Holy Ghost banquet, your prophetic grace is opened. I pray for everyone that has a prophetic inclination, and you were dreaming before, you were seeing before, you were hearing before, but for whatever reason it got shut down. Today, you are receiving a renewal in the name of Jesus. I said there's a renewal in the name of Jesus. Sons and daughters will prophesy. Instead, they will see visions. You have been looking around and you are not seeing any vision. Vision is a solution for your world. Vision is something that God puts in your heart. And everybody begins to come for your products. They are coming for your service. They are saying, where is that woman? Where is that man? We need to do business with that person. The vision that will shift your life. The vision that will change your heart. I declare the Holy Ghost in this encounter. You will feast on that table with the vision in the name of Jesus. There is a table of visionary encounters where you move from one vision to another, from one vision to another. As we behold them, we are being changed from glory to glory, from glory to glory. I don't know the table that you want to sit on tonight in this Holy Ghost banquet. There is a table of healing. There is a table of deliverance. There is a table of power. There is a table of the anointing. There is a table of grace to do exploits. There is a table of visions. There is a table of power. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying here today? I pray you will locate the right table. You will sit at the right table. You will eat from that table. You will drink from that table. And your results will show in the name of Jesus. You have been shy. Preach the gospel. You say, I'm shy. You have not drank anything. Have you seen a drunk man who is shy? A drunk man shy. A drunk man shy. You are not drunk. If you are drunk with the Holy Ghost, you cannot be shy. I woke up many years ago and the Holy Ghost took over my life in a dramatic way. As a young boy, I just crossed my teenage age and I picked the megaphone. I was going from street to street to preach the gospel. I got to the front of the house of one man and the man said, if I ever see you here after I finish preaching, I will kick you out. I said, what? The next day, by myself, a drunk man, I rushed to the police station and I asked, is there any law now that says the person can? They said, there is no law. Just go. Don't disturb yourself. The next day, I took somebody by the side. I preached in front of the house again. Madness. Even me, I knew I was mad that day. He didn't come out again. What you are afraid of will not come out. You are the one running. What you are afraid of will not show. You are the one running. It was the same spiritual intensity and vigor and fire that I began to press into towns with. I began to press into my community. As at the age of 21, 22, I will host a crusade by myself. Carry speaker outside. Carry megaphone outside. They are begging you to hold flyer. You cannot hold it. When I preach in the bus from what do you call it? Agbado 10 to Oshodi. When I preach, people will be rushing with their money. I will be begging them, no, I don't want offering. Please leave me. They will say, no, we must give it to you. One day, somebody left their bus stop and followed me. Say, please pray for me. Why? Because of the power and the words that they heard. Somebody, you will have an encounter. When you have an encounter, you'll be on fire. A man on fire is restless. From today, you'll be restless for God. You'll be endued for God. You'll be empowered for God. You will no longer be shy. You will no longer be weak. You will no longer be tired. In the name of Jesus. Somebody shout power. Encounters are real. Where people receive miraculous manifestations. You will be in the table of encounter today. And a hunger will rest on you that will drive you into pressing for the power dimension that can power your destiny. There is a power dimension that's supposed to power your destiny. There's a power dimension that's supposed to power your glory. I pray for you under the sound of my voice. Today, as we are praying, may you not lose appetite in the name of Jesus. May your appetite rise in the name of Jesus. May your appetite rise in the name of Jesus. Is it not in a table like this that people receive ideas that shifts the world? There's a table in that banquet that is called Table of Ideas for marketplace professionals. Business and idea professionals. That God will give you an idea. Everybody in the same place to do business. They will say, how? An idea that will require that you travel to China for that product to be made, because they have never seen that kind of idea. It might look like you're small. It might look like you're not the one I'm talking to. But I see greatness inside somebody. I see someone that is longing for something bigger. As you come to this banquet, may you pick up the things that you desire. In the name of Jesus. Rise up, the water is stirring already. Water is stirring already. The water is stirring already. There's an open check for you today. What do you want? Do you know what you want? Do you know what you want? Do you know what? Don't be confused. You need to know what you want. I've gone for buffets, different kinds of buffets. And when you get there, you just realize that, what am I going to eat? You see this one, you don't know. They say this is Chinese rice. This one is French rice. This one, and you are confused. You thought that there was one kind of rice before until you went for the buffet and you saw that there are different dimensions of healing and graces and power and supernatural grace that God can cause to rest upon you. You are comparing with others because you don't know your uniqueness. I pray that as you come to this banquet today, may the Holy Ghost show you your uniqueness in the name of Jesus. May the table of your unique identity be exposed to you in the name of Jesus. When for buffet, you just see that they bring, you now discover that all your life you have been eating beef or egg because that's what you know how to get. Then you enter a table, they say this is shrimps. This one is a table for seafoods. And you are looking like this. At a point, one day we went to Radisson Blue for a particular meeting. I literally was confused. They said this one is lamb stew. I said, which one is lamb stew again? He said, this one is this, that. They were calling names, all manner of names everywhere. Meaning that in this Holy Ghost banquet, there is so much. It depends on what you are ready to receive. Is anybody getting what I'm trying to say here? So don't be confused. When you get there and you don't know what to take, you'll be confused. I share this story with you in a bit. 2 years ago, I was here when that encounter came. I was about to come for Holy Ghost banquet when the Holy Spirit opened my eyes and he showed me a mystery in the spirit. I saw in that revelation tables set, and I saw fathers of the faith sitting on the table. These guys don't want to leave the table. I was wondering, why is this person on the table there? And he kept eating. I saw somebody eating. I saw somebody eating. I saw somebody eating. I saw somebody eating. I said, why? What are these people busy eating? I saw another table. And in that table, I saw young people, another generation. And I saw them, they were very distracted. They will eat small and they will rush out. They will eat small and they will rush out. And I looked and I saw some of the fathers of our faith today in Nigeria. I saw them sitting with focus on their tables. I was here. It was a Holy Ghost banquet meeting. Some of us were there in that meeting. How many of us were in that meeting? That was the first time I caught that revelation. As I was seated there, the Holy Ghost began to tell me. He said, you are in a generation that is confused. Your generation does not want to eat from me. They just want to carry a little. They have not taken enough, but they are rushing. And I saw these other fathers. Leave the table, they will not leave the table. 70, they are still there. 75, they are still hungry. 80, they are still passionate. And many young people come to the table. They just ate for 1 year. They say, I don't know what is about serving this God. I am tired. They ate for 5 years and their hunger has disappeared. Somebody has been serving God for 40 years, for 50 years. They have not lost their hunger. What is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? What kind of generation is that? Can you pray and say, God, give me hunger, 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 hunger. Hey, come on, come on, come on. Pray. May you not arrive too early. You will not arrive before your time. May you not lose appetite when there is still more to eat. May you not lose appetite when there is still more to eat. Is that how you are praying? I want you to pray. 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 We are starting with hunger. Hunger first. Hunger first. Hunger first.
On the strand of encounter, on the strand of encounter, Jesus, baptize me with hunger.
Yosua, que de tu ata, e guagaloa, e radababa io, e loco suai, e loni.
Let us remain in the falling love with you.
Yes,
Jesus.
Say, come on, Shiva. Look on the Cossande, the Radabaka, the Sebotava, Radabasa, Arwada Deva, the Cossande.
Give me oil
and
Holy
Ghost. The devil is set. The devil is set. Drink. Drink. Drink from the rivers. Drink from the rivers. Are you tired? It's more. The journey is far. The journey to your destiny. The journey for the glory of your life. It's now. It's ideas. It's vision. It's power. It's strength. It's glory. Hey! Can you pray? Jesus, I want more. I want more. I want more. From this Holy Ghost banquet. I drink. I drink. Robert de Gedelebosha. It's not a regular gathering. It's an encounter room. Where is your hunger? Get drunk in the Holy Ghost. Drink, 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 drink. The journey is far. The journey is far. The journey is far. The journey is far. Is until your flesh be swallowed. Let your flesh be subdued. Let your flesh be subdued. Is until your flesh be subdued. People are getting drunk. People are getting drunk. The Holy Ghost will touch your tongue. Holy Ghost right now. By the count of three. One, two, three. Let the fire begin to fall upon your tongue, upon your flesh, upon your soul. Right now. Fire. Yes. There's a table of fire. There's a table of fire. There your flesh cannot control you. There your weakness will triumph. There's a table of fire. Where your flesh cannot control. Something is about to happen to somebody now. The Holy Ghost will carry you. The Holy Ghost will lift you now. He will lift you now. Holy Ghost. One, two, three. Bow! 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 Breath through. Holy Ghost, breath through my flesh. Breath through my flesh. Breath through my flesh. Breath through my flesh. Let my flesh submit. Let my flesh submit. Let the Holy Ghost rise within. Every day you are complaining. I'm rising and falling. I'm rising and falling. Enter the pool now and let the fire consume every fleshy attachment. I can see clearly. I can hear clearly. I need a vision. Come to the table of visionary encounters and receive a vision. Is this how you are hungry? Show your hunger from your heart. You are not hungry enough. You are given a missional community and it died in your hand. You are given a hope. The hope died. Nothing is happening. You lack hunger. You lack hunger. You lack hunger. Holy Ghost, let the fire rest on me. Don't take territory. Don't do the work of the kingdom. Sunday,
I see fire. I see fire. I see an angel with fire coming upon the head of people now. There are 20 people. The fire is about to rest on you. Fire to consume your flesh and give you strength to gain ascendance. The fire that will help you mount. The fire that will help you rise. By the count of three, Marete Benedaya. Lift up your hand wherever you are. Maneke swagata rabababababash. Eleko sopene gedelebusha. Right now, that fire that the angel is holding, he picked it from the coals of fire. Let it touch tongues. Let it touch hearts. Let it burn through our system. Scan our lives. Every impure motive, every weakness, every loss of appetite. By the count of three, let the fire fall. Holy Ghost. By the time I count three, you will shout fire. Rapa nege de 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 One, two, three. Somebody shout fire. Yes, now. Take it, 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 take it. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Take it, take it. Fire. Hey.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now listen, we're going to wrap up this session and we're going to take a leap in the next session because of time. We need to wrap up this session. Your hunger will determine. Some people will come to this kind of banquet and you are looking for a husband on the table. That is a wrong thing to do. Why? You should be looking for how to be an institution that will shape marriages on the table. And say, God, give me the certificate for shaping marriages. Dream big. Dream big. See big. I pray that your appetite will not be so low. On this banquet, your appetite will not be so low in the name of Jesus. Ah, that's why I said pray for hunger first. So that when your hunger, when you become voracious, when your hunger and your appetite increases, you will know what to lay hold of. The fathers are sitting and they kept eating. Leave the table. They spend more time on the table than they spend with men. But we spend more time trying to advertise the little we have done on Instagram, social media, everywhere. And God is saying, look at these ones. They don't know what to do. I refuse to be part of a confused generation. I stand as one that will bring wisdom and insight to the generation. They have been there. I'll show you an update as I began to ruminate over that encounter. God opened my eyes to see a higher dimension of that thing. In the next session, I'm going to be sharing with us so that you can understand that men are not just, there are certain people who have touched the heart of God and they know what to place a demand on. Some people, it's just the mundane things. You are in this place now. For some people, what you'll be crying for is that my spirit will subdue my flesh and my flesh will have no reign again. Every little thing, I've been in this, we're organizing this program, people have come, and the testimony is, Pastor Mavis, after 20 days of glory, 4 years ago, I have never gone back to the person I used to be again. They had an encounter. So you finish 20 days of glory, 10 days, 20 days, and still go back to the person you used to be. God forbid. Not in any way. See the testimonies of people, supernatural turnaround. Where they used to be, they have moved. Nobody will be left behind in the name of Jesus. We're going to wrap up this session immediately. We have a little bit of electrical emergency. Then we'll transition in another 10 minutes. Try to fix the whole things and we'll transition fast. Lift up your hands and say, God, I still want more. I've not received all. I'm not done eating. This Holy Ghost buffet, I will eat everything that I need for the journey ahead of me. I pray that you'll be discerning enough to know what you need. You know, some people don't know what they need. A little child will assume that what he or she needs is a toy. and we pick a toy car over a big car. But a child that has a vision will say, leave the toy. That's where we're going to. I will grow into this one. May you pick things that you can grow into. May you not pick things that will expire within a year. And I'm praying specifically for your hunger. Ah, in the name of Jesus. In the day where the buffet is open, the Holy Ghost banquet is open, may you not lose appetite. Look at people. They can't serve God. They can't serve God. They are weak. They are tired. Marriages are scattering because they don't have the character to hold a marriage. Integrity in business lacking. They don't have the God insideness to control situations. That's the problem. And they're just there. And you can sometimes you look and you're asking yourself, what exactly is happening? Why is it like this? Why? Because men have left what they should pursue. And they are beginning to pursue the mundane. And every time we begin to press for the mundane more than the spiritual, we begin to lose touch of eternal realities. May we not lose touch of eternal realities. Some people, all they just want is just that. They just see the glory they see is a fashionable person on a clothes as a designer. How about seeing the glory that after the clothes, there is a cloud of glory that you post yourself and somebody sees you and they say, I see the Queen of Zion. I see somebody carrying the glory and the fire of God. Instead of looking at you and seduction stares in their hearts, they look at you and Holy Ghost capture them. You need to know who you are. You rise today after this Holy Ghost encounter. Some of you, when you sleep this night, angels will encounter you. I said it the last time, and people had those encounters where angels will wake you up and say, pray now. You'll be praying. You can't stop. You will pray. You can't stop. You will sleep in the dream and you'll be praying. Ah, there are realms to these things. Realms to these things. Some of you will not be able to, you will be hearing the voice constantly telling you, you are made for more. You are made for more. You try to go back to your procrastination life. You can't procrastinate again. It will look like they are flogging you. Isaiah said, the word of God is shot like fire in my bones. If I say I will not preach, he said, it is like fire. I can't help myself. I just have to start. Just have to start. That's the kind of hunger you should pursue for these 20 days of glory. The kind of hunger that God can now look at you and entrust something that is needed in another generation to your care. And say, there is a generation coming, they need this thing. I will keep you long enough, healthy and strong, for the sake of that generation. That's the kind of encounter you desire. Lift up your hands and begin to thank God for this session. Bless his name for this session. There is still more to come. Bless his name. I'll say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we want more. We want more. We would desire more, so much more. Ah, this is not the best. We're just starting. Blessed be your holy name, O God. Lord, for some people, may they not recover into the next session. May they not be able to recover from what is happening now. May it continue to climax in their spirit. May spirits continue to bubble on fire, even into the next session, even into the end of 20 days of glory and beyond 20 days of glory. Father, in these sessions, let there be revelational encounters. Let people see themselves in the future that you have ordained, so that every fear, frustration, doubt, unbelief, crying will end. When they see the glory ahead, their tears will be wiped off. Lord, that men and women will see what you have planned and ordained for their life. And every intimidation, comparison will vanish. And they will begin to press into the greater glory of their lives. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen.
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of these life-transforming messages, stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center. And visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.